Hi, my name is Glenn Weinberg. I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Fairview Commercial Lending. We're a private lender focusing on hard money or private loans. One of our major markets is here in Colorado, where I'm based. So today we're going to talk about the top three Colorado ski town investments, along with some new news that just came out that Telluride is going to marry or date Vail Resorts now. If you've missed my prior articles, the snow out here in Colorado has been the worst in 60 years, but there's still plenty of snow up top, and real estate continues to move forward and is very hot. A big change was announced this week. Telluride is now joining Vail's Epic Pass, and Aspen KSI, which just recently bought a bunch of resorts, is rolling out the Icon Pass to rival Vail's resorts. All of these changes are going to impact real estate investments in various Colorado mountain towns. So what are the best Colorado ski towns investments for 2018? Before we get into 2018, let's refresh 2017. So my top picks in 2017 were Winter Park, Crested Butte, and Nederland. So Nederland is Boulder County near Eldora, which was just bought by Powder Corp. All three of these markets performed well in 2017, and they look to continue that streak into 2018. They're all still solid markets. Before we actually get into the top three 2018 ski town investments, let's talk about some of the recent industry news. So first, it came out today that Telluride is now marrying or dating Vail. So Telluride joined the ski dating scene and has basically changed from the Rocky Mountain Super Pass last year to Vail's Epic Pass. So this is a huge change, and it shows the consolidation is now on Super Drive. Basically two major players gunning for resorts either through partnerships or acquisitions. The other major ski industry changes, so to refresh on what's happening in the industry, if you missed the news, there have been several purchases, mergers involving many Colorado ski resorts. Each of these changes are going to have a substantial impact on real estate in their respective markets. For example, if the purchase of Eldora by Powder Corporation is indicative of the future, look for KSI, which is the group backed by Aspen, to put substantial money into Winter Park and Steamboat over the next several years. So when Powder Corp bought Eldora, so that's the group that also owns Copper Mountain, they put substantial money, millions, into redoing the base area at Eldora, a new high-speed lift, and other kind of changes to modernize the mountain. And you're starting to see that come to other mountain towns as a result of the partnerships like in Steamboat or Winter Park. So just a quick recap. Recently, Aspen is going to buys Winter Park and Steamboat and other resorts like Mammoth, Copper Mountain, so that's owned by Powder Corp, bought Eldora. Purgatory sold to James Coleman, and they've got a number of small resorts in southwestern Colorado. So in Colorado and throughout the country, the big are getting bigger, and many of the smaller players are not going to be able to survive. Good example is Granby Ranch, which is now on the market with no viable buyers. It would be ill-advised to buy in a market like Granby Ranch with the uncertainty of whether it will continue as a going concern. And for example, with Granby, due to its size and location, it doesn't fit any need for the major resort operators. So with that said, what are my top three Colorado ski town investments for 2018? So number one, Steamboat Springs. Since the announcement last year of Aspen KSI buying Steamboat, market's been on fire. Basically, there's zero inventory under a million, and supplies severely constrained. Steamboat's a bit of a unique market. It's growing exponentially in the summer as well. It is substantially undervalued compared to its sister mountain communities, whether that's Vail or some of the other communities. And this, the Steamboat market should continue to appreciate nicely as supply is non-existent and demand continues to increase. And there's also been some new announcements about reinvestment in the base area as well. Second on the list is Durango. So Durango is just south of Purgatory, Durango Mountain. It's a well-educated, progressive mountain town. You can also get to world-class skiing at Wolf Creek, which is about 80 miles away. The city of Durango, if you haven't been in the area, has done an excellent job reinvigorating the downtown core with restaurants, bars, etc. It's an outdoor mecca that's consistently ranked in various reports as a top small town city. It's ranked in Outside Magazine as one of the top outdoor playgrounds in the U.S. Durango is still a value relative to the glitzier Front Range resorts. As Durango continues to be discovered, prices will appreciate further. The final on this list is Glenwood Springs. Although not a ski town per se, Glenwood is the gateway to the Roaring Fork Valley, including Aspen, Buttermilk, Snowmass. Glenwood just completed a huge downtown revitalization project, replacing the main bridge off I-70 and linking the downtown corridor across the river. It is the last affordable town in the valley, and it's going to continue to appreciate as the up valley locations continue to price everyone out and push people down valley. It's a very walkable and livable town. One note, location is key. In any mountain town, ski town, location is key to success in real estate. For example, in Steamboat, I feel there are four unique markets, the mountain base, between the mountain and downtown, the downtown core, and the west side of town. Values and appreciations are different in each of these sub-markets. Although Steamboat's not a big market, go a mile away and you're basically, you could just as soon be in a different city. For example, on the west side, values are limited to around $1 million and less. In the mid-mountain and mountain areas, houses are going north of $5 million and they aren't that far apart. So finally, how can we as a lender, Fairview Commercial Lending, and a Colorado Hard Money Loan help with your ski town investment? So every year I write the list of best ski town investments. This is from personal experience. I joke I spend considerable windshield time looking at transactions, both the Front Range and various ski towns throughout the state of Colorado. And what I've learned is each mountain town is unique with its own unique submarkets. Understanding these submarkets is key to being successful in any of the mountain towns. So this intimate knowledge of the various ski towns in Colorado allows us to understand the uniqueness of each submarket to structure a transaction or like a loan transaction that fits your needs. Furthermore, all three of these markets are what I would classify as hot markets with limited inventory. With limited inventory, time is one of the most important factors in getting a transaction closed. So we can close transactions in 5 to 10 days. We can also lend on properties that don't qualify for traditional financing, like nightly rentals, condos that can't qualify for government loans, or commercial properties that don't fit bank guidelines. A good example, we lend on a partially occupied commercial property in Telluride. Property had an amazing location, but from a cash flow perspective, it couldn't cash flow for traditional bank financing. So as you're looking at the mountain communities, have questions, feel free to contact me to see how we can help structure a loan, private loan to meet those needs. Once again, this is Glenn with Fairview Lending. I'm here in Colorado. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the top three Colorado ski town investments. And I look forward to you tuning into future podcasts. Feel free to contact me at www.coloradohardmoney.com or fairviewlending.com, or you can reach me directly at 303-459-6061. Look forward to working with you.